Now, first-class cricket at New Plymouth's Pukekura Park, a ground once described by cricketing Bible Wisden as among the six best venues in the world, could be about to be hit for six. As part of the council's long-term plan, ratepayers are being asked to fork out $16 million to replace the earthquake-prone Bellringer Pavilion to meet the requirements of top-level players, or risk stumps being called on the venue. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin has more.
Cricket has been played at Pukekura Park since the 1890s, first-class matches since the 1950s, and it hosted a Men's World Cup match in 1992. Famed for its steep terraces, short boundaries and idyllic bush setting, it got the Wisden accolade in 2007, and the UK newspaper The Telegraph included it in a list of the 14 most beautiful cricket grounds in the world a decade later. But in 2022, New Zealand Cricket appealed against the dilapidated conditions of the Bellringer Pavilion. Taranaki Cricket General Manager Ryan Evans says there's a lengthy list of gripes.
The changing rooms are too small. They're not really fit for purpose for modern professional sport anymore. Another factor is around, I guess, some of the associated facilities, like, you know, media facilities, match officials facilities, dining facilities, that kind of thing. They're just not really where they need to be.
He says Pukekura Park without first-class cricket doesn't bear thinking about.
Day on the terraces at Puke Park has, you know, it's been something that I've enjoyed since childhood, and I think that would be the case for, you know, many thousands of Taranaki people. One of the things that stands out for me is just how much people love this ground. As a place to play, as a place to watch. It's a special place with special feelings.
Ryan Evans says the park would be a perfect venue for women's internationals. But even he balks at the cost of what he describes as a gold-plated redevelopment. He won't get any argument from Councillor Gordon Brown on that count.
One item that's caught everyone's attention, I think, is the shifting of the Bellringer Pavilion. That gets pulled down at Pukekura Park, the world, one of the best six cricket grounds in the world. But a price tag of $16.3 million? Unacceptable.
He wants the council to go back to the drawing board.
Well, personally, I want the pavilion to be rebuilt so we can once again host top cricket. But there's a price tag for everything, and that's when we've got to dive deeper in and see what savings can be made.
Results of a preliminary council survey of 300 residents reveals their split on the Bellringer Pavilion proposal. 41% in favour of the $16 million rebuild, while 36% want a basic $1 million repair. People spoken to by RNZ fell into both camps.
I've always considered cricket being an important part of tourism, and if it's earthquake-prone, then it definitely needs to be replaced.
It seems very expensive.
It's nice to have, but at the moment I don't think we can afford it.
Leave it how it is, spend the money somewhere else, but more wisely.
Well, we don't have many first-class matches here anyway.
Fix that building up already, it's there, it's heritage, leave it.
Public consultation on the long-term plan closes on Friday.